From Bloomington, Indiana, welcome to Prescription for Healthcare on WFHB Community Radio, sponsored by Medicare for All Indiana. I'm Karen Greenstone, along with Dr. Rob Stone.
Hello.
Our guest today is Dr. Ed Weisbart, a retired family physician from St. Louis and is chair of the Missouri Chapter of Physicians for a National Health Program. He lectures around the country on the problems and inequalities of our healthcare system and the need for single-payer Medicare for All. Dr. Weisbart was recently in Bloomington and Indianapolis giving presentations to medical students. Welcome to Prescription for Healthcare, Dr. Weisbart.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
It came as a great surprise to us recently to hear that in 2020, the Trump administration launched a new experiment with CMS, the Center for Medicare Services, that is designed to privatize traditional Medicare. The Biden administration has continued this, quote unquote, innovation. Would you please tell us about the threat to traditional Medicare from direct contracting entities, DCEs, and your participation in getting us informed?
Sure. Thanks, Karen. This is an incredibly important question, and it will sound like hyperbole. It will sound like it's not possible that this is happening, but it's actually true. This initiative started under the Trump administration. Left unchecked, could as early as sometime in 2022, the virtual end of traditional Medicare. Fortunately, the good news is that some advocacy work has slowed it down and paused parts of it. But absent that work, traditional Medicare could have essentially been over in sometime in 2022. So the idea here is that, as a lot of folks haven't thought enough about, but now there's two flavors of Medicare. There's good old-fashioned traditional Medicare that was started in 1965, and you pay your taxes to the government, and then Medicare pays doctors and hospitals, and almost every doctor and hospital is a part of that program. So when you have good old-fashioned traditional Medicare, you can go to almost any hospital or doctor in the country. But then we have this other program called Medicare Advantage, where the government doesn't pay the doctors and hospitals. The government instead pays an insurance company like Humana or Blue Cross all of the money. And then the insurance company pays the doctors and hospitals. But now the insurance company is much more interested in their personal finances than they are in any of our health. So the insurance companies are empowered to get in the way of healthcare. They can say, no, you can't go to that doctor. No, you can't go to this hospital. Oh, you want that expensive test or treatment? We know more than your doctor, and we're going to get to decide that. So the insurance companies under Medicare Advantage can really get in the way of healthcare. And in traditional Medicare, doesn't actually do any of that stuff to speak of. So that's why today, the strong majority of people in Medicare have said no to Medicare Advantage. I don't want that. So 60% of people in Medicare have regular old-fashioned traditional Medicare. So what this new initiative is called direct contracting entities is it gives the Medicare the ability, the authority to move everyone in traditional Medicare into a new thing called a direct contracting entity that's essentially Medicare Advantage. So it looks like Medicare Advantage. It smells like Medicare Advantage. There's an intermediary, Medicare and the doctors and hospitals. The direct contracting entities can say, no, you can't go to that doctor. No, you can't go to that hospital. We're not convinced you need this test. Maybe you tried this other drug instead. So direct contracting entities can do all the things that those of us in traditional Medicare rejected. We chose not to have Medicare Advantage. We chose to be in traditional Medicare because we don't want that. And under this new initiative, started under the Trump administration and not yet stopped by the current administration, Medicare has the ability to run these tests to see if it's what they think is a good program, and that's nearly done, and then to roll it out across the entire book of traditional Medicare's business. And you wouldn't even know that they did it to you. So you could be happily in traditional Medicare this year, or maybe this is your first year in Medicare. Maybe it's your 25th year in Medicare. Maybe you're, 90 years old and you've had Medicare for decades, literally. And overnight, Medicare is empowered to say, not so fast anymore. Now you're in this new program. And you wouldn't even know that they did it to you. You might get a notice, you might not get a notice, you might not notice the notice, and you wouldn't know that your good old-fashioned traditional Medicare has been stolen from you, and you've been plopped down to this direct contracting entity until you go to get some health care. So you think you've got traditional Medicare, you go to get some test, or you go to your doctor or a hospital, and all of a sudden you start getting phone calls saying, we're not going to approve. I've chosen not to have that in my life, and 60% of people have chosen not to have that, but this is what the Trump administration started. And fortunately, we do have a way to slow it down or even stop it, but it's really important. The key is that Medicare can do this without having to go back to Congress and ask if they can, because the Affordable Care Act created an organization within Medicare called the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Improvement, or the Medicaid Innovation Center. And they have the ability to run a pilot. And if the pilot is a success, Congress declared under the Affordable Care Act that they want innovation. So if it's a good innovation, they can roll it forward without going back to Congress. Who gets to decide what's a good innovation? And I'm saying having an insurance company or insurance company-like thing tell me I can't go to a doctor or hospital, even though I have Medicare, that's not a good thing. We have to stop.
Dr. Weisbart, you're going to be doing a presentation with three other people coming up. What are you proposing to stop this, to get people informed?
So first thing is people have to know about it. This is still at the moment flying below the radar. Nobody knows about it. And I think, we have to let Congress understand that once people in Medicare realize what's been done to them, Congress is going to be deluged. We've seen how seniors mobilize when Medicare comes under direct assault like this. We've seen that. Congress remembers that. And Congress has to learn about this. Most of them don't even know this exists. Congress has to learn about this program, understand how unacceptable this will be to the 60% of people in Medicare today who've chosen not to be in this. And that these congressional offices, once people run into it, are going to be overwhelmingly unpopular and deluged with their constituents. So the job right now is to keep it from getting to that point. The job right now is to get Congress to understand that if they don't stop this, they are going to be dealing with some very unhappy constituents. So our job now is to educate enough people to go and educate Congress. So that means you need to talk to your representative and your senator. You need to talk to, you need to somehow get a message to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Xavier. He single-handedly could stop it. We need to get a message to the CMS administrator, the current head of CMS of Medicare, and that's Chiquita Brooks-LaSure. And we should be messaging the head of the director of the Centers for Medicare Innovation, and that's Owen and Elizabeth Fowler. So the most direct leverage point for most people hearing this talk would be to your own representative and senator.
Tell us a little bit about this.
The webinar was
with Katie Porter. Sure.
People who want to learn more about direct contracting have a terrific opportunity coming up on September 23rd at 9:00 Eastern time. There's going to be an hour-long free web where four of us are going to be speaking. Me on behalf of Physicians for a National Health Program, and then three other actually smart people. So in addition to me, three smart people, U.S. Representative Katie Porter. If you don't remember her, she's the representative whom you should remember, carries the whiteboard and makes things so simple and clear. So I think I'll be explaining what direct contracting entities are, but she'll be explaining what's going on in Congress about this and maybe how we should act. The third person is Trudy Lieberman from the Columbia Journalism Review and a laundry list of other pedigree places that are just, and Trudy Lieberman is a dynamite person to hear speak on this. And then David Lipsch, an attorney, a terrific attorney at the Center for Medicare Advocacy. The event is being co-sponsored by Physicians for a National Health Program, by Social Security Works, by a variety of labor organizations and retiree groups, and lots of others. So you want to look out for this thing on September 23rd.
We'll be advertising this also on our Facebook page on Medicare for All Indiana if people want to tune in. So Dr. Weisbart, thank you so much for joining us today. This is Karen Greenstone and Dr. Rob Stone for Prescription for Healthcare on WFHB Community Radio, sponsored by Medicare for All Indiana. To your good health, everyone.